Spain, 1936, a nation divided, faith under fire. The Spanish Civil War raged not only on battlefields, but in hearts. A tide of hatred rose against the church, against those who dared to profess the name of Christ. Thousands of priests, nuns, and Catholic faithful were hunted and killed, simply for believing. Amid this darkness stood three women of mercy, three nurses whose faith would shine even through the horrors of torture and death. Their names were Maria Pilar Guyon, Octavia Iglesias Blanco, and Olga Perez Montserrin Nunez. They were not nuns, but devoted laywomen, nurses inspired by love for Christ and neighbor. They joined the Red Cross to care for the wounded, no matter the side, no matter the danger. They came not with weapons, but with compassion. October the 27th, 1936. Their small medical post in Astorga was surrounded by armed militia. They were given a chance to flee, but they stayed. Their patients were too weak to move. To abandon them would be to abandon Christ himself. The militia stormed the post. The sick were executed. The nurses were seized. Dragged into captivity, they faced a night that seemed to have no end. They were accused of being nuns. Their crucifixes and rosaries were torn from them. The soldiers mocked their prayers, shouting, "Renounce your faith, deny your God, and you will live." But these women would not. They were beaten, humiliated, subjected to unspeakable acts of cruelty. Yet through every blow, through every humiliation, their lips whispered the same cry of hope, "Viva Christore." As the night gave way to morning, their torturers grew enraged. The woman had not broken, their faith wounded, bleeding, but unshaken, was stronger than their captors' hate. They were stripped, paraded, mocked. And when offered one final chance to deny Christ, they looked toward heaven and refused. At midday on October the 28th, 1936, they were taken to a lonely prairie outside Astorga. There, before the crowd, they were shot. Their final words, "Viva Christore." Their bodies were thrown into a mass grave, but their souls rose victorious. Bishop Jesus Fernandez Gonzalez of Astorga would later say, "They were confident in God's love and didn't let themselves be overcome by fear. They prayed without fail, their love nourished by the Eucharist." Maria Pilar Guyon, the young catechist, a member of Catholic Action, whose hands once healed the sick, now bore the wounds of martyrdom. Octavia Iglesias Blanco, the eldest, protector, and encourager, who stood between her younger companions and their captors, saying quietly, "Do not be afraid." Olga Perez Montserrin Nunez, only 23, whose courage shamed even her tormentors. Their tormentors sought to break their bodies, but instead, they revealed the indestructible strength of faith. May the blood of these martyrs strengthen our faith. May their courage inspire our love. And may their intercession guide all who serve the suffering until the day when mercy conquers hatred forever.